Proclamation number 6928 of 25th of September, 1957. God's everlasting care of love. Strokes of fate. All who long for God's love will also be allowed to experience it, for this is already the fulfillment of earthly life, that God's love seizes the soul which does not resist Him. Therefore no human being need fear that his earthly life could be in vain if he himself wants it to bring him success. For anyone who allows such thoughts to arise in him is also aware of the fact that he has a task on earth which applies to the salvation of his soul. And if he wants to fulfill this task, he will also be helped in every way, because God's love never ceases and has also not diminished in the state of greatest distance from him, because he pursued the being with his love and now his love can also become effective. The fact that the human being nevertheless repeatedly falls into weakness of will, that he also temporarily forgets his actual purpose on earth when the world captivates him, will not diminish God's love. And again the human being will experience that God will not abandon him. For he will get into situations which let him see God ever more intimately. And every renewed bond is proof that the human being longs for God, and God will never deny himself to him. This is why a person's life can never be monotonous, always in the same peace and security. For this would not advance a person but make him indifferent to striving higher. But a striving person will not be granted such severe strokes of fate as those who first have to be brought to take up the thought of God and turn to Him in free will. And since in the last days people will be completely attached to the world, but God will turn His care towards them until the end, the strokes of fate will also increase, which are only ever intended to kindle that very desire for God's love. But such strokes of fate are not always successful. People can be affected as sensitively as they like. They try to cope with it themselves. They do not bow to the power of a mighty God and Creator even if He obviously makes Himself known to them. Because even then the human being's free will is respected and therefore the working of God cannot be proven in such strokes of fate and people therefore prefer to accept everything else than the direct intervention or will of the God and Creator. But the slightest devotion to Him in thought will also be rewarded and encouraged by God, for this can be the first step towards the aim. And thus many things will still happen which are able to put people into turmoil. Much suffering will still befall the earth. The higher power will still often intervene and many people will still be extremely painfully affected by events of all kinds. The belief in a God will dwindle more and more and sometimes even be completely lost due to such events. But people will also be urged to turn to a God and Creator for help. For God only expects this call in order to then so obviously take care of people that He proves Himself to them and an intimate bond between the human being and God can be the result. But once it has been established, God will never give him up again. Only His will has to be sincere. Then his weakness will also be taken into account and the human being can know that he is safe in God's love, which will then reveal itself to him again and again until the end of his life. Amen.